أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 110, Al-Nasr, Help, Madinan period. Title: The word Al-Nasr, victory, in the opening verse also provides the surah's title. Period of revelation. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas, this is the final surah of the Quran. In other words, no complete surah after this was sent down to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Muslim, Nasai, Tabarani, Ibn Abi Shayba, and Ibn Murdaway. Abdullah ibn Umar informs that it was revealed at Mina during the farewell pilgrimage. After its revelation, the Prophet, peace be upon him, delivered his sermon while sitting on his she-camel. Tirmidhi, Bazar, Behaki, Ibn Abi Shayba, Ibn Abi Humaid, Abu Ya'la, and Ibn Murdaway. In his Kitab al-Hajj, Behaki has recorded on the authority of Sara bint Nabhan the Prophet's sermon. She informs, I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying during the farewell pilgrimage, O people, do you know which day it is? They replied that Allah and His Messenger know best. He told them that it was the 9th of Zulhijjah. He then asked them about the place, to which they made the same reply. He told them that it was Mashar al-Haram. He then said, I do not know whether I will be able to meet you after this. Beware, your blood and your honor are as sacred for each of you as this day and this place are. You should follow this until you appear before your Lord and He take you to account. Listen, let this message be conveyed by those present here to those who are away. Listen, did I convey it to you? Not many days elapsed after our return to Medina, then the Prophet, peace be upon him, passed away. Ibn Abbas says that after the revelation of this surah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I have been informed of my death. It is now time for my death. Ahmed, Ibn Jarir, Ibn al-Mundir, and Ibn Murdaway. Other reports by him indicate that the Prophet, peace be upon him, had surmised his death from this surah. Ahmed ibn Jarir, Tabarani, Nasai, Ibn Abi Hatim, and Ibn Murdaway. The Prophet's wife, Umme Habiba, reports, when this surah was revealed, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that he would die the same year. Upon hearing this, Fatima cried. He then told her, You will be the first of my family to join me. Upon this, she smiled. Ibn Abi Hatim and Ibn Murdaway. Behaki has recorded another report of identical import on Ibn Abbas's authority. Ibn Abbas relates, Umar used to summon me to his sessions with such senior companions who had participated in the Battle of Badr. My presence there was resented by some of them who asked why I, in preference to their sons, was invited in particular to the sessions with them. Bukhari and Ibn Jarir inform us that Abdul Rahman ibn al-Auf had raised this objection. He then again invited me and those senior companions. I realized that he wanted to demonstrate to them the rationale for my presence in their meetings. During the conversation, Umar asked them to comment on Surah Al-Nasr. Some said that it commands them to praise Allah and to seek His forgiveness when His help comes to them and victory is granted to them. Some said that it alludes to the conquests of towns and forts. Some did not comment at all. Umar then turned to me, asking me whether I endorsed their observations. I said, No, this surah informs us about the Prophet's demise, for it tells that when Allah's help has come and victory has been granted to him, he should take it as a signal of his death. He should therefore praise Allah and seek His forgiveness. Upon this, Umar said, I do not know anything beyond what you have said. Another variant report contains this addition. Umar told those elders as to how they could reproach him for inviting a young person, as they had themselves noted why Umar used to invite them. Bukhari, Ahmed, Tirmidhi, Ibn Jarir, Ibn Murdaway, Baghawi, Behaki, Kitab al-Hajj, and Ibn al-Mundhir. Subject matter and themes. As is evident from these reports, Allah tells the Prophet, peace be upon him, in this surah, that as Islam conquers Arabia and people throng to the fold of Islam, so this marks the completion of his mission. He was, therefore, directed to engage in glorifying Allah and seeking His forgiveness for any lapse in carrying out this mission. On a little reflection, one recognizes the tremendous difference between a messenger and a political leader. The latter celebrates his victory and boasts of his leadership qualities on accomplishing his mission. Here, though, is the role model of the Messenger of Allah. In a brief span of only 23 years, he transformed the whole outlook of his people on articles of faith, conduct, morality, culture, and civilization, social norms, economics, politics, and war and peace. He steered his people steeped in the morass of Jahiliyyah and led them on to conquer the world. His community became the world leader. However, even after achieving so much, there is no reference to celebration or any sense of victory. Rather, he is asked to praise and glorify Allah, to seek His forgiveness, a command which he obeys in all humility. Aisha informs that before his demise, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to chant certain formulae. I asked him about those that he had recently started to recite. He replied, "A signal has been given to me. That is Surah Al-Nasr. Whenever I note it, I should recite these formulae." Ahmed, Muslim, Ibn Jarir, Ibn Al-Mundir, and Ibn Murdoway. Some variant reports on Aisha's authority state that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite these supplications profusely during the postures of bowing and prostration in prayer. Glory be to you and praise be to you. O Lord, forgive me. This was how he interpreted Surah Al-Nasr. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Nasai, Ibn Majah, and Ibn Jarir. Umm Salama informs that during his last days, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite almost all the time, sitting, standing, and walking, "Glory and praise be to him." One day I asked him why he recited it so frequently. He replied, "I have been commanded to do so." Then he recited Surah Al-Nasr, Ibn Jarir. Abdullah ibn Masud reports, after the revelation of this surah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, frequently chanted, "O Lord, glory be to you and praise be to you. O Lord, forgive me. Glory be to you, our Lord, and praise be to you, O Lord, forgive me." You're the oft-returning, most forgiving. Ibn Jarir, Ahmed, and Ibn Abi Hatim. Ibn Abbas informs that after the revelation of this surah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, paid greater attention to his preparation for the hereafter. Nasai, Tabarani, Ibn Abi Hatim, and Ibn Murdoway.